Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right when the right way was led. Don't draw inside the line because the scribbles look so sad.
Hiram1555@yahoo.com.
As always, we like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is your platform for black empowerment, black liberation, and truth. This is the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled, We've Now Passed the Point of No Return, Part 2. The jig is up. So, on our first show, we went into a lot of the economics and a little bit of the geopolitics of the fulfillment of prophecy and what is going on in America and to America and around the world. And then, from that, we played one of the two replays that I want to play for you all that goes right in line with this series or these episodes that we're going through now. But I want to talk to you for a few minutes, and then we'll go from there, and we'll address some certain things. I was watching, I forget what show it was, but it was online, and these devils, they were talking about, there is a mathematical certainty, and they were talking about the insiders know that it is an inevitability that America is going to face the blowback of all of her decades. Listen to this. Decades of ineptitude in government and her fiscal and monetary policies and her policies around the world. There must be a point of blowback. So I was just listening to what they were saying, and the devil, when he talks to you, he's talking to his brothers, his sisters, and he's warning them of an impending and an immediate doom, immediate blowback of the things, these repercussions of their policies, the arrogance, the imperial hubris, all of that. They are warning them, and some of you listen to this, and you listen to them talking, and you get a little bit of what they're saying, but they'll talk over your head. They'll drop a little bit for you to understand, but then they'll talk over your head. And so one of the devils was saying, well, America's in such a condition today, but if she does this and she does this, then we'll be in a position where maybe down the line, listen to this, maybe down the line that if we do X, Y, Z, then we can rebound later after the fall. They'll tell you that a fall is coming. They'll tell you that America's in such a condition that she cannot extricate herself from. They'll tell you that she's the greatest debtor, the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. And then they'll talk about all the other nations around the world, even her allies, and talk about the situation that they're facing. And then they'll come right back around. America's in the worst condition, and they'll find America a way out, but nobody else has a way out. And in this conversation, and brothers and sisters, just listen to me, because a lot of this has to do with some of the things that we've played and some of the things that we will play, and we're going to refresh your memories also. So, as I was listening to another broadcast with these so-called financial pundits that invest and have control over billions and some tens of billions of dollars in trade, they were talking about Japan. And they were saying Japan, they've never seen anything like Japan, with Japan's debt being over 200% of their GDP, over 200%. And they'll say China has a huge, huge debt that is threatening to implode and bring her down. This is what they were saying. And even to Europe, Europe is in such a condition now that they can print all the money they want, but the debt will only increase. And the severity of the blowback will only grow greater. And then they'll say, Well, America, she's only two times her GDP in debt. So, in words, you're saying that she's 200% also. But look at this. America, they say she's $20 trillion in debt. Then you go and you do the math. Then you add up another $25 trillion. That's $45 trillion. I was listening to these devils. And this is the least amount that we're talking about. This is the most lenient amount that they would give to her. Now, from this spectrum, they're saying $45 trillion is the least she owes. And upwards to $300-400 trillion. This does not include the bonds. This does not include the derivative markets. We're just talking about this debt hit. So, and this has everything to do with the fall of America. And this has everything to do with the collapse of American and Anglo power universally. And this has everything to do with your salvation. Remember in the Bible, remember in the Holy Quran, that God stretched out Pharaoh militarily. God stretched out Pharaoh at home economically and politically. He drained the coffers of Pharaoh. Pharaoh and his military, Pharaoh and his nation knew no military or economic power that equal. So what God did, he went to work against the pillars of power. And before Pharaoh realized it, his nation was bankrupt. His army was stretched thin. And the people were grieving and wondering, what has Pharaoh gotten us into? Is this not right? So, as they were talking about the debt, they were saying, well, if she's $20 trillion, you got to throw in another $25 trillion. And they went in to explain what this other $25 trillion was, which I can't remember at this moment. So we're having $45 trillion right there. Then they say just the unfunded liabilities brings in another minimum $200 trillion, the minimum. So now we're at $245 trillion, okay? Now, then they say America's military and her black budget. Believe me when I'm talking to you, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to go into something because a lot of these so-called stewards of religion and shepherds over the people don't go into this, and it has everything to do with prophecy, scripture, theology, and your salvation. So we're looking at $245 trillion. Let's not even look at between $2 and $5 quadrillion dollars in debt in the the bond market, in the equity market, or we'll talk about that shortly. But the $245 trillion. Now America's GDP, she said, and they were talking about this also. She said that $12 and $14 trillion per year. But one pundit said that this number is a facade, it is an illusion. America's GDP is somewhere between $8 and $10 trillion, but she fudges the numbers. So now, even if America were to get the entire world to help her, she could not extricate herself out of this because the total GDP, according to the estimates of the world, goes between $45 and $65 trillion in some estimates. So just her debt and her unfunded liabilities would be more than the entire world combined to help her. Remember, the scripture tells us that in the day of her downfall, none would come to her aid. Yes, some of her allies may want to do this, but even if they wanted to, they could not do this because of the time, because of the circumstances, because of the events that are underway and that are soon to take place. You understand? So what we're looking at is the fall of the pillars that kept America up. And remember that America is the most dominant, was once the richest and most powerful of the nations in the annals of the last 6,000 years. She stood as a beacon of hope, light, and power for the Anglo world, regardless to whether it be in England or Europe or whether it is in Australia or New Zealand. America was the nation that all of these countries migrated to. America is the nation that all of them took their lead from, right? But today, she's in such a situation that they're rethinking and trying to reposition. You have Great Britain, America's number one ally and partner in crime, where she's going to face judgment too for the hell that she puts on people. one of the daughters of Babylon also. So, you have, I should say, doing backdoor deals. Backdoor deals with China, trying to position themselves, the dollar falls. Maybe we can keep the British pound afloat. This would not happen. The messenger said, and this is true, when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. And he positioned England before America in this transaction, in the fall of America. Page 87, the first paragraph. Now, let me get my fall of America right here. We'll go to page 87 real quick. All right, here we are. Listen to what he says. The stronghold of America, of the American government. So now he describes the dollar as the stronghold of the American government. This is where she derives her power from. This is where she derives her influence from. But what if there was a day that was looming when the dollar was no more the international reserve currency? What if a day was looming where America's debt would crash her dollar because she no longer has the silver or gold to back it? Huh? What if Elijah Muhammad was saying it? And he is, because it's right there in the fall of America. And what are we looking at today? What he said 40-some years ago, 50-some years ago, 60-some years ago, up to 80-some years ago. So we're seeing the manifestation of prophecy, the fulfillment of prophecy, right here, right now, as we're listening to these devils trying to figure out a way out of their own doom. The fall of America, decline of the dollar, he says, the stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. That dollar is falling to pieces. You have nation after nation rejecting the dollar. You have nation after nation signing up for currency swap deals, bilateral trade agreements. They are sidelining the dollar. So we see that the stronghold of the American government is what? What did Elijah Muhammad say? It's falling to pieces, right? So here you have America positioning her military on the doorsteps of China. She uses now Korea as a boogeyman so that she can surround Russia and China. Why did I say Russia and China? Because these are two of the nations that Messenger Elijah Muhammad says that God would raise up in opposition to America. And why, when I say North Korea, did I bring up Russia? Because America now, look, it's no coincidence, and we're going to try to follow all this real quickly. Try to tie these things in, because the stuff is following in the news, and some of you just don't get it. And you don't see how this relates to the fall of America and the rising up of the black man and woman here in America. So, America deploys her THAAD, her thermal high altitude ballistic missile systems, the THAAD. I forget, THAAD is the acronym, okay? This is her most advanced ballistic missile defense. She deploys it under the guise of North Korea threat. She puts it on the Korean Peninsula, breaking all of the treaties that she signed since the end of the the armistice of the Korean War. So now, Japan says they want the THAAD there, right? Okay, Japan. So now if you look at this, there's an arc here. She wants to use Malaysia also. If you look at this, there's an arc where she's trying to position these nations. And I'm not talking about Malaysia in particular at this point, but I'm talking about, she has it in Guam. She has it in the Indian Ocean, on Diego Garcia, the British base. And she has it all the way up to Japan, and Japan borders Russia. Not close to it, but that hemmed in port. So if you look at this, look at a map, brothers and sisters. Muhammad says that America wants to hem in China, that yellow man, to prevent her from breaking out, because she knows that yellow man is the one to really expose her in the Asia Pacific. That yellow man is the one to chase her down and let the world see her shame militarily. So what she's doing, she's strategically positioning these offensive weapons, claiming that they're defensive. She says that her at least 60 to 70% of her most advanced weaponry, warships, and missile systems will be deployed to the Asia Pacific region in the coming years. Right? Why? Why all of this? Why, especially in a time is she's making these moves against the Chinese. Now, how does Russia come into this? Do you know that Russia, China, and North Korea all share a border? So she's killing two birds with one stone. And remember, she's arcing ballistic missile defenses all around Russia's periphery also. Remember that Elijah Muhammad said that Russia and America are after each other? One of them think they're smart, and the other one think they're just as smart, and we like them both smart like that. Right? This is Allah doing these things, black man and black woman. I want you to understand this. Be patient with your brother, okay? Because it's so much that you have to connect, so much that you have to listen to. And I know sometimes it's hard for you to digest this. This is why I say after you hear the show, go back and listen again. And then listen again. It's just like when you read a book. Every time you read that book, you get something different out of it. You get something better. You start to digest the plot more and more in depth. All right? So when you look at this, you see a fulfillment of prophecy. Elijah Muhammad spoke it. Now they're going toward it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that America would move massive amounts of weaponry to the Asia Pacific to try to prevent the breakout capacity of the yellow man. When he said that, I want you to pay close attention to time. I want you to pay close attention to events at the time. When Elijah Muhammad spoke these things, China was not a naval power. You understand me? China was not an air power. China was barely a land power. She had the largest standing army in the world, but they were with backward weapons. But today you see America concerned. She says China is her number one threat in the Asia Pacific. Right? Now you see how time has brought about what Elijah Muhammad spoke. Huh? When he said this at a time when people start scratching their heads. Well, why would America put a navy, her might of arms over there? China doesn't pose a threat. China is a backward nation. China's GDP is so small. China is the poorest nation in Asia. But Elijah Muhammad spoke it. And when he spoke it 40, 50 years ago, because you were not adept to the theological side of things, you became impatient and you couldn't wait. You couldn't see down the wheel of time. And now, 40, 50 years later, we see what he spoke back then because he was able to see down the wheel of time further than you could ever understand. And now time has vindicated what he spoke 40 and 50 and 60 years ago. Huh? We've now passed the point of no return. This is part two. The jig is up. So, I hadn't forgot England, but we have to tie all these things in, brothers and sisters, and sometimes it just takes so much time. And after we lay the base, the next thing you know, the time is up. Your blog talk is not knocking people off there or muting my microphone and stuff. But we go further. We're going to go back to the decline of the dollar because this ties in. And this goes also with the geopolitical part. He says, the stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. Now, as I said to you who have been listening to the show, when Muhammad spoke, listen to how he writes, and listen, he says, every word that Muhammad writes or speaks is fashioned with loving care. This is what he tells us, right? And he's very meticulous about what he says. And he demands that not a word be changed after his final drafts are completed. This is in Message to the Black Man when he says this. So now let us read this again since we got the understanding of just how meticulous Elijah Muhammad is when he writes, speaks, or does anything, because he's an example of the truth. He is the spirit of truth. Listen, again, let's go back. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. Stop right there. He didn't say he is. And remember, when he spoke this, America had no doubt, and it was not in question, she was the economic juggernaut. The dollar was accepted around the world without reservations. The empire was par non excellent over all other nations. And everybody migrated to America just to get a couple of dollars so that they can send back home to their people, because having dollars meant having a status in the world. But he said, he didn't say, one of the greatest powers of America is her dollar. And at the time, he's speaking at the time when the dollar was unrivaled. He says, one of the greatest powers of America was her a dollar. Why? Because he knew what America was getting ready to do. He knew that America would rob the gold, the dollar of the gold and the silver. He knew that she was unhinged. She was so greedy for power and for influence that she would sell her mom up the river if it gave her two or three more days to be in control over global affairs. So he goes after that and he says, the loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness. For this is the medium of exchange between nations. So now he acknowledges that the dollar is the world's reserve currency, because he says, for this is the medium of exchange between the nations. He's talking about the dollar, the international reserve currency that was accepted in every country, regardless to whom or what. Even her enemies wanted the dollar. And they kept reserves. As you look around the world, the world was keeping reserves of dollars. Now listen to what he says. The English pound. Now he goes from talking about America's fall. Look how he drags England into this. The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and the beckoning light of these two great powers. Now listen to how he transitions and says this. Because you have to look at this, because he's a strategic thinker. He's a strategic leader. He said, but when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Why did he say England and America? Why did, since he was talking about the dollar, why did he say, why didn't he say the financial doom of America and England? But instead, he prefaced it with England and then America. Right? He says, but when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Why did he say that? Because regardless to what you may think, all international transactions go through London. This is where the dollar derived a lot of her powers from. That is the international market for currency and for gold and for silver. London. London, England, is that not right? So, the New York Stock Exchange, the New York Fed and Fort Knox, it is interconnected with the city of London. Go do your research and come back and tell me whether or not I'm telling you the truth. So, Muhammad knew these things, and he knew that without gold and silver, England and America would fall. Remember back, this is chapter 20, which I was, if we fast forward it to chapter 32, I believe, or 31, in the fall of America, Muhammad talks about the daughters of Babylon. And he talked about how they once looked attractive to the people because of their wealth and their power. But God had robbed them of their wealth and their power. And they had been brought to their knees and no longer were attractive to the people anymore. And he says, these two daughters of Babylon represent America and England. This is what he says. So now, look at what's going on in England today. She is amassing untold debt. Her civilization is being divided. Her politics is being divided. There's a race war going on in England, right? There's growing poverty. Inflation is growing, stealthily, I should say. And it is a mirror of what is happening to America. And remember that the British pound is tied to the American dollar. So when one falls, when one is robbed of his glory, guess what happens to the other one? Huh? Talk back to your little brother. We've now passed the point of no return, part two. The jig is up. So when we look at these things, we can see why when America goes to war or goes to be provocative to the nations of the earth to try to force them into subjection or subjugation to America's will, every time you look around, every step that America makes, England is right there with her. Why? Because she has economic interest tied to this. These are the daughters of Babylon. This is scripture opened up to you. This is a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, because the light is so bright. The truth is so intense, brothers and sisters, that you got to wear shades at times. England is lockstep because her economy depends on it. Her pound to British pound or the sterling pound depends on it. And if America goes, England goes. So therefore, she must be stepping shoulder to shoulder in the genocidal acts of America. She must be hip to hip and shoulder to shoulder in the crimes that America is committing upon the entire earth. She has to be there because she knows that this is a time for all or nothing. This is the decline of the dollar. This is the fall of America. This is the fall of white power. This is the black nation's salvation. Isn't it beautiful to see these things unfold? Isn't it beautiful to understand these things, especially in a time where you're not getting the understanding from Mr. Joe Blow in the pulpit or Mr. Assalamu Alaikum behind the rostrum? But you get it here at the Star and Crescent Report, the most powerful, powerful show for truth anywhere, bar none, on the face of planet Earth. And if you believe that you have something greater, deeper, or stronger than the words of Messenger Elijah Muhammad, all I say to you is 347-989-0855. Call in and let your light shine, baby, baby. Now, this is what we do. We're trying to inform you. We're trying to help you to understand these events that you're seeing. When you're looking at Yahoo News or Google News, or when you're looking at all of this stuff, you're hearing Dave on the X22 report, or you're hearing Jerry Salente, you're hearing Jim Rogers or Mark Faber or Peter Schiff and all these. What we're doing, we're showing you that these people are being forced to bear witness to the day and to the time. Remember when Elijah Muhammad started talking about the dollar was falling? You said we were racist. When Elijah Muhammad talked about these entanglements over there in the Middle East. And remember, as a matter of fact, I played a clip one time on the show about Libya. And the first time I had ever heard anything about that, I told you all. Saladin was sitting down with me one day. God bless the dead, but the Quran says that those soldiers right there, they're not dead. They are alive, being provided sustenance from which you cannot perceive. So our good brother, our good soldier, Saladin, was sitting down, and one day we were just talking, and we were talking over Brother Muammar Gaddafi, and he said, "Brother," he says, "you know what the messenger said?" He said, "Most people don't know this." He said, "But I know. I had the paper right in my hand. I know what the messenger said." And he said, "Libya would play a part in the fall of America." And I was saying this long before they ever attacked Libya. I said, "America's going to move to attack Libya. She's going to move to try to dismantle Libya. And she's going to think she has it done. And she's going to be drawn right back in." This is part of that MENA war, M-E-N-A. For those of you who are new to the show, M-E-N-A is an acronym for Middle Eastern North Africa. Saladin said, the messenger said that there would be a great regional war in the Middle Eastern North African area first. First. And America would try to keep the lid on it. But it would blow out of proportion. She would be sucked in there as she tried to draw down her troops. She would be sucked right back in there. He says, the messenger said these things. And I told you all in all confidence in what's happening right now. Brother said, let's be honest about this situation. Let's be honest about whether or not anybody told you these things. We got to be honest. If we want the truth, one thing we have to do is size ourselves up and be honest about things. You had never heard these things before. So, and Brother Saladin, he said, "Brother, the messenger says that America is going to get her behind handed to her. She's going to be maneuvering and maneuvering and maneuvering, and the nation's going to outmaneuver her. And it's going to be plenty of bloodshed before she's forced to leave, but she will eventually tuck tail and run. She will leave. It may not look like it now, but she will leave." And now you see, he said, and there will be a law with God, like he said, Russia, and I said this, Russia and China to intervene in those areas. What's happening right now in Libya? What's happening in Yemen? What's happening in all Syria? Iraq, all of these nations that America bombed and invaded, who are they asking for help from? The Russians and the Chinese, aren't they? Didn't we tell you that? Didn't we tell you to expect that? And you ain't seen nothing yet. And brothers and sisters, as this thing explodes over there, America's going to move her position into Asia. And that is where China is going to put the spank on her, brothers. These wars are going to go like that. Regardless of how you want, the messenger said it's got to happen in this way. And I know sometimes we think we know a little bit, and I know sometimes we get confident in what we believe we know. But I follow the blueprint. I follow the Rosetta Stone of truth. And I know, and you can, it's in the fall of America. As a matter of fact, you can look at it, it's in the fall of America. something real quick. When he talks about Europe and Asia and how the war will go over there, and then we'll go back to the Middle Eastern war, and we'll see how this thing. See, she's past the point of no return. But I want to inform you of these things. Let's go. Brothers and sisters, give me a minute. I'm trying to. Here we are. Page 204, just in case you want to see it. And then we'll go to 230. I believe the other one is on 231. And then I believe one is on 171 and 172. I believe that's those are the other ones, okay, in Fall of America. And he gives us a timeline, a guide for what to expect. And he says, after the war and unto the end of the war, desolations are determined, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want you to know that that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of the earth. Europe, listen to how he says this, Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world, more dreadful than Vietnam and other places that you are planning on going in. Asia will look like child's play when compared to what's going to happen in Europe. So now he tells us that the war in Asia will look like child's play to what's going to happen in Europe. Well, that means that that war, for us to understand that, that war must precede the one in Europe. Is that not right? Is that not right? Is that correct? Okay. So I won't go further than that. But I just want you to see. Let me go to something else while it's on my mind. Give me a second, brother and sister. All right. He says, oh, man, this. Woo. Listen to this. He gives it to you more clear than you could ever get right here. This is page 231. Follow with me. Now, if you disagree with this, this is on you. My job is to just put it out there plain, simple, so that you can see it. And if you don't like it, hey, that's on you. But look what it says. And the chapter is titled, What Will Be the End of the War? Isn't that powerful? What will be the end of the war? So he's asking the question, and then he goes in and answers the question. He rhetorically asks the question to himself. Then he goes in and answers it for you. He says, many of you may think that if America ends her war in Asia, this will bring a peace and prosperity to the people of America. Perhaps, someday, there may be a lull in the war, but not now. If America and Asia can find a way to bring about a cessation of the war between each other, this does not mean that peace and prosperity is assured. Not at this time. Why? See, he emphasizes. Not at this time. Why? Because we are at the fulfillment of prophecy. See, if it was before that time, then maybe that could have happened. But he says not at this time. Right? He goes further and he says this. There is still the Cold War in Berlin. And people don't realize this, that there is, you see what's going on now between the German left and the German right. The one wants to go and ally with Russia. The other one wants to ally and remain stooges of the West. So there's something that's going on in the heart of Berlin. Right here, right now. They thought when they made the wall fall down, they said, we brought down the Berlin Wall without one shot being fired. Right? What did Reagan say? Gorbachev, tear down these walls. They thought that they had beaten prophecy. Because the wall came down and Germany was reunified, but it was reunified by force. They could not reunify the people who had different cultures, different minds. And so here we have a political divide in Germany, just as wide as the one is in America. And you see what's going on in America and how it's bubbling over to racial tensions, political tensions, economic tensions. All of this is the mental excitement and then the insurrection that will precede civil war. So he says, there is still the Cold War in Berlin between America and Russia and in other parts of Europe to be reckoned with. Now listen closely to this. Europe will become a dreaded spot when America leaves Asia. Stop right there. Now, ask any of you, has America left Asia yet? Huh? No, she has not. As a matter of fact, she's doubling down on it, right? So, that war in Europe must precede after America's pushed out or kicked out of what? Asia. He goes and says this. Europe will become a dreadful telling us the true way to look at it. So any other way to look at it is false. If he's telling us the true way, then the other way is a false, right? It is true, as the prophets have predicted, that America must come out of Asia or be thrown out. Huh? So we're looking at that. And we're looking at how she's being stretched. Look at the, she's deploying more troops to Afghanistan, right? She's trying to defang the nuclear Pakistan. She's trying to cause a great rift between India and China, which she's doing very well. She's trying to divide all of the nations against their economic interests. Think about how arrogant you have to be. These are brotherly relations to China. They have more in common with China. And China did not go in there and invade these countries or use nuclear bombs or is occupying them 50 and 60 years after wars. And yet America says that China is aggressive because China wants to protect her own interests. Do you see how mad? This is the kind of thinking that a sociopath has. In their eyes, everything that they do is right and justified. And anything you do in defense of your own, you're being aggressive. You're being a mischief maker. This is the mind of the mischief maker. The one that's causing the hell, the one that's starting up the trouble, the one that's dividing everything, they always accuses the other person of doing that to get the cameras and the lights off them, to make the people look at others, the victims, as if the victims are the aggressor. So you heard that right there. That's in the fall of America, right there. So we have a sequence of events that must take place, and they must take place exactly as described, regardless of what you may say. You understand? This stuff is clear. And what are we seeing today? Think about this. America's being drawn right back into the Middle East, and this is causing a great social divide here, right here. She's going through hell here because the more she invests in her military, the more she has to cut spending for her people at home. Even her own constituency that has voted for these administrations are upset now because now they're cutting more money. They can always find monies for bombs and dropping bombs, but they can never find it for health care, can never find it for school, can never find it for people who are hungry, who are thirsty, who need a home to stay in. And look how arrogant and evil this country is. She has an inventory. They said this. They said America's inventory of empty homes is more than all of the homes in the U.K. combined. Listen to me good, brother Nelson. I want you to pay close attention to what I just said. America's homes, the empty homes, the inventory of empty homes are more than all of the homes in the U.K. combined. Yet, you'll see them. Before they let a person that's homeless stay in them, they'll let them become dilapidated. They'll tear them down. Right? Do you see how this cannot go on? This is arrogance. You see people out on the street, think about this. They'll have a stadium. They'll build a stadium for $300, $400 million or close to $1 billion. And when they're no longer using the stadium, which houses 80, 90,000 people at one time, they'll go and demolish the stadium. And then the city itself will have a homeless population of 5, 10,000 people. Instead of letting them get into that, they would rather destroy it. That's greed, that's arrogance, that's evil. But you don't sit down and you don't think about this. And before they allow you to do it, they'll just go and bulldoze it. And think about the waste of money these people do. You'll see a perfect store, a perfect house. They'll go bulldoze it and rebuild it. Spending money twice over, when they could have put somebody in a home. This is the ineptitude of government. This is the greed of this civilization. And they want greed and wealth and power over all things. Everything else comes secondary to that. A society like this cannot go on in perpetuity. This is against the natural order of man to be like that. But this thinking has seeped into the original man and woman's thinking. And therefore, we must be operated on. And this is why Muhammad gave a lecture. He said, operate on a nation. Oh, Allah, operate on this nation. Take that devil germ out of us. So, you didn't want to come along and hear, so now you got to be forced to. right? And what God is doing now, he's taking that devil down because what he's doing, he's showing you that devil. He's killing you. He's locking you up. You're not receiving justice. You're crying for a job. He's firing you. You're suffering discrimination at home and at work. This is just the beginning, baby. You're going to suffer a little bit more, and there ain't no way around it because this is what Scripture says to expect. And all while this, the more America loses over abroad, see, this is how this connects. According to Pharaoh in the Bible, his history, and according to other histories in the Bible, and according to Scripture and theology, and according to what the messenger said, the more that the more that America loses and suffers abroad, the more she's going to look inwardly at you and misuse and abuse you and try to disgrace you. Did you not hear what Bill O'Reilly said the other night on television? Think about how low you have to be. He goes in, and I don't even support Maxine Waters because she's a tool of the society, but she's a black woman, and she deserves some type of respect. And she's a congresswoman, and he's making jokes about her hair. And what it is, he was more so making jokes about black women's hair. And he was talking about, she looked as though she was wearing a James Brown wig and stuff. This is one of the highest paid newscasters in America. Matter of fact, in the world, he's one of the highest paid. And he's doing this on live television. You wouldn't see that 15, 20 years ago, but why are you seeing it now? Because the messenger said that the more America suffers, the more that this devil will lash out at you in the open. And you're seeing it. And so you who are marching in the streets for justice, you're not going to get justice like that. I'm sorry. I don't want to rain on your parade or bust your bubble. Let me go back to something because this relates to this. And I know some of you who are listening who may be under certain leaders or you might not have gotten it. So I'm going to share this with you. And don't be mad at me for sharing it with you. If you have not heard it before from your leaders or from your teachers or from your stewards of spirituality or stewards of religion or stewards of learning, be mad at them. Brother Saladin, he had told me, he said, Brother, you see all these people. We were watching marches. This was like about 20-some years ago. And we were watching the marches and all that. And I said, Brother, you want to go down and be a part of that? He says, emphatically, these are his words to me. And I never forget the look that he had. He said, hell no. These are his words to me. Hell no. And he looked at me with like a stink eye. And he said, Brother, the messenger said don't get involved in that. He said, there'll come a time when you got to come off the streets, brother. He said, I said, well, brother, look at the FOI. He said, Brother, listen to what I'm saying. The messenger said that there will be a time when you're going to have to come off the streets. He said, now, I can't talk for the brothers who are doing what they're doing out there. Maybe they're doing it out of ignorance. But this devil is going to get so mad that he's going to start shedding blood everywhere. And the messenger said, come off the streets. But some of your leaders don't teach that. But it's there. The messenger said it. And so you would come to the house, go to your house, and meet with your brothers and sisters. And so the brother was adamant about that. And he said, Brother, do not get involved in these marches. Do not get involved in that stuff. He said, I know you want to. He said, I know you're hurting for your people. He said, I do too. But we got to follow divine instructions. Or else you'll get yourself in trouble or get somebody hurt unknowingly. So that's something that stuck with me a long time. And I share these things with you, brothers and sisters, because I know a lot of you didn't get it or don't get it. We are in a time now where this devil is lashing out left and right. So this has to be the time that he was talking about. To come out of the way of that devil and let him, what Jesus says, render unto Caesar what is his, what Caesar's, and unto God what is God. The flag of America still flies over this country. So like the messenger said, you respect this devil. This, and I hate, don't get mad at me, but this is one thing out of ignorance which caused our good sister Sandra Bland to get killed. She believed that all of the laws that were passed and on the books also had her in mind. So when she talked to these officers, she talked to them in a way as though she was viewed as and deemed as an American citizen, when according to their own laws, American citizens are white descendants of Europeans. This is their own laws, they say. So you are excluded from the protection of the law. And for those of you who don't believe this, just look at the injustice that you suffer on a day-to-day basis and tell me whether or not what I'm saying is the truth. And if you can't argue with this, bow down to it. All right? So she argued with this police, and she going, the messenger say, you submit to that. Because there's going to come a time where this devil is going to try you, brothers and sisters, out here. Pull you over, be nasty to you, call you bluffing, and you get mad, that devil will kill you. And he'll set it up as though, you know, he called in a couple colleagues, and he'll turn that body camera off and set it up as though you were belligerent. You know what happened without a camera on, and you see what's happening with the cameras on. You respect this devil in his land. Brothers and sisters, I know you get mad at me, but I got to be truthful, and I got to tell you the truth, and I can deal with you being mad at me. I can deal with you hating me. So long as Allah loves me, and as long as I'm doing what is incumbent upon me as a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and as a member of the black nation here, your hate goes for nothing. And I'm going to still love you regardless because you're a member of our nation, and I know you hate me out of ignorance. But once this devil get on you and start putting his evil on you and you start seeing this devil for who he is, you're going to say, you know what? I love that brother. Like the messenger said, I know what you say. To hell with Elijah Muhammad. But when this devil get on you, you're going to say to heaven with Elijah Muhammad. And that's the truth. Because you're going to see everything that we have been talking about, everything that we have told you, starting to fall in line. And you're seeing it today because we can go back to shows and we can show you what we were talking about, this, what we were warning you. We weren't guessing at it. We were telling you with a mathematical certainty that this was going to take place or that was going to take place. And we were telling you that America, we did shows saying close to the point of no return. The point of no return. Now America has passed the point of no return. Let's go to the dictionary real quick. I gave you the definition of that on the other show, and I gave it to you out of another dictionary. So we're going to go to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary today and see what this means, okay? The phrase, point of no return. According to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the phrase point of no return means the point in the flight of an aircraft beyond which the remaining fuel will be insufficient for a return